Okay, my friends and perpetual progress pursuers, now we have arrived to the preface section of my Am I Poly to Prosper in the 21st Century? Perpetual Progress from Your Own Successful Online Business Audio Training Program. Okay, my friends, let's get it. Listen, it may be a little different to find an ebook, or in this case, an audio book, that is not focused on making a quick buck with your online business. Nevertheless, here it is. Instead of focusing on how to turn quick profits, the focus here is about the long haul, not the short term. In other words, my friends, if you plan on building your business to be around for the next 3, 5, 10, or 20 years, then this book, this instruction audiobook, is for you. The information contained here is all about setting up and operating something that is solid and will provide steady revenue over the long haul. So, friends, if you are in it for both the love of the game and to make a decent living, then keep getting your read on then. Keep getting your read on everything. Pay attention to everything. That's a good thing. Listen, on the other hand, though, if you want to set up a company that will just turn a quick profit and then disappear in a couple of years, then there's nothing for you here then. You could just pause the audio and just leave, for real, though. But anyway, listen. There are already plenty of resources that will help you identify product offerings that will ride the crest of popularity, then bottom out. Say, hey, flame and fizzle, flame and fizzle. That ain't this, and this ain't that. Let's rock and roll. Let's go. Listen. So, my friends, go read one of those. Okay, listen. My friends, a lot of ground will be covered over the next few pages of my Empower Me to Prosper in the 21st Century, Perpetual Progress from Your Own Successful Online Business, 21st Century Blueprint for Becoming an Astronomical Success in This Technology-Driven Information Age Through Brand Distinction, Impeccable Credibility, and the Establishing of Client Loyalty Audio Training Program. Okay, listen. My friends, the data will be broken down so that you can quickly move through and find ideals and strategies that can be implemented quickly and easily, along with the ideals about properly positioning your company and your chosen field or industry. So, my friends, listen. Get ready, then, to be enriched, enlightened, inspired, and empowered to build your own, very own, rather, successful and thriving 21st century online enterprise. Okay, my friends, listen. Still continue with the preface. Listen. Growth shift. The importance of acquiring the proper mentality to accelerate your success. Okay. Again, the title of this stage is called Growth Shift, Acquiring the Proper Mentality to Accelerate Success. My friends, one of the first things that you would have to do is to begin thinking in a completely new way. Most online startups are focused on making profit as quickly as possible. While there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, you want to do things a little differently, though. Listen, my friends, you want to focus on building a solid company. You also do not want to focus on making a quick buck. You do want to build a business that will make money as well as become a force to be reckoned with within your specific industry. Okay, my friends, listen. Now, my friends, we must learn how to effectively cultivate the mindset that will make us successful business owners. My friends, now moving into this mindset will probably not be as easy as you think. See, my friends, here are some tips that will aid you in easing into this new mindset. Okay, first of all, don't think of it as a business. Think of it as a new way of life. See, your business is going to be around a long time. It will actually be an extension of yourself. Okay, listen. Do you really want something that close to you with no other attraction than it makes money? Of course not. See, my friends, your business is a way to make a difference, to make a significant contribution. You understand? To make a change for the better, okay? Hello? See, this means you actually want, this means you want to make more money. But you want to make more of the money, though. You want respect, admiration, and the ability to be a trendsetter. You understand that? See, companies that are all about the money don't set trends. They follow them, okay? Listen, the business can be anything that you desire to be. If money is not the center of your attention, you can try new things. You can take risks and create to your heart's content. And you don't have to follow the playbook of somebody else either. You get to make up your own rules and run the company your own way. Now, friends, specific thoughts that you must abolish if you're going to become a successful entrepreneur. Now, my friends, as a part of this process of developing your brand new mentality, There are some ideals and approaches that need to disappear ASAP, immediately, okay? Among them are thinking short term. While it is fine when you want to make money quickly, it is not the way to go when you are building something that will last. Think 2 to 3 years from now, not next month. Also, treating your business like it's just a hobby or something. You can afford to do this when your product line has a short shelf life and you'll be out of business in a year or two. But when the idea was to build a business that will be operating at a profit 5 or 10 years from now, you have to take the whole thing a lot more seriously. Also, forget about quick projects. Sure, they can grab some interest and will generate some quick cash, but that is not your goal. They do not build up customer loyalty and repeat business. Instead of quick one-off projects, your focus should be on establishing goods and services that set standards and precedents within your industry. That means looking down the road further than the next year, the next tree. Also, my friends, selling rights. Many internet entrepreneurs do this, making it possible to set up a far-reaching network of wholesalers who private brand the products. This does not build your brand or establish your company as a force to be reckoned with, so don't do it. Note, while private branding or offering resale rights to your own products won't build your brand, you can create new products from private label rights products that you can promote your brand. So, friends, also consult All Rights Plan to learn more about how buying private label rights products and using them correctly can promote your business. Okay. Now, as you can see, change your mindset will involve rethinking just about everything you've learned about starting and running an online business. But if you are willing to elevate your mindset and implement the proven business success principles you are about to learn, then becoming an astronomical success in business truly becomes inevitable for you. Okay, friends, next up, self-evaluation. My friends, ask yourself, do you seriously have the entrepreneurial pedigree? Do you? See, by now you're probably asking yourself if you are cut out for something other than quick profit. Here are some questions that may help you find the answer you seek. Question number one. Do you have a vision of how you want your life to go? See, my friends, having a dream, having a life vision, having a life purpose to work towards, to strive towards, is essential if you desire or if you want the business to be a success. Without a dream or a vision and a mission, you will never see much past your little nose. Also, are you willing to make the rubber meet the road? Are you willing to work hard and smart? Smart and hard. Hello? See, my friends, a successful business means a lot of work. In the beginning, it can mean working a lot of hours and passing up on a lot of social events. Why? Because you're building your infrastructure. You understand that? If you can't see giving up some of your little free time to build a business that's going to pay you residually, then this approach is probably not for you. Next question. Can you resist the urge to get in, make quick money, and then get out? See, my friends, building a business that will last means passing up on many of the online opportunities that will overcrowd your inbox. Let me say this again. Building a business that will last means passing up, on many of the online opportunities that will overcrowd your inbox. See, you have to muster the strength to fortify your focus on strategically building a real, viable, and truly sustainable enterprise, and not the fattest trend of the month. Note, a business model idea that has the likelihood of lasting for many years is the membership site model. Focus on a topic you enjoy and have a good idea and good deal of knowledge on, and can gain fresh resources and information on continuously. And you'll have most of the ingredients you need to create your own membership site that can remain profitable for you well into the future. Also, add the information you'll gain from My Empowering to Prosper in the 21st Century, Perpetual Profits from Your Own Successful Online Business, 21st Century Blueprint for Becoming an Astronomical Success in This Technologically Driven Information Age, through distinct branding, impeccable credibility, and the establishing of client loyalty audio training program. Okay. Also, create a membership site and you'll have a business model that can turn a steady profit 5, 10, and even 20 years into the future. Next up, Will you commit to building your company and sticking to it even when it means making some sacrifices in the short term? See, friends, this means watching your money closely and investing in research, marketing, and other strategies that are geared towards the long term, and being patient while the right products are developed under your watchful eye. My friends, if you answer yes to all of these, then my friends, you are ready to continue reading this Empowering You, or listening to this Empowering You to Prosper in the 21st Century, Perpetual Profits from Your Own Successful Online Business audio training program.